WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, abortion is now legal under state law in New Jersey, not just court rulings. Governor Murphy signed the law Thursday, arguing that it's necessary now because of a pending court case out of Mississippi.
The United States Supreme Court is preparing to take a wrecking ball to its own precedent, Roe v. Wade, and that would also demolish our case law-based foundation here in New Jersey.
Murphy also signed a law doubling to 12 months the length of prescriptions for birth control that must be covered by insurers. After an early holiday rush, spending dropped sharply in December. As the supply chain backed up, prices rose, and the Omicron variant of COVID made some more cautious about going out. Retail sales were down a seasonally adjusted 1.9% last month, following a slight rise in November, according to the U.S. Commerce Department this morning. Three women are federally charged in a case you may remember from last September. At JFK Airport, the trio, prosecutors say, exhibited what they call problematic behavior, including refusal to properly wear face masks. Authorities believe the women bounced from bar to bar while waiting for a departure, then, intoxicated, beat a gate agent and security officer. Governor Murphy is naming his pick to serve as corrections commissioner.
Acting corrections commissioner Victoria Kuhn stepped into the role when Marcus Hicks stepped down in June following controversy. Governor Phil Murphy now wants Kuhn to permanently take on the role, saying she's impressed him in the time she's led the department. Hicks resigned following fallout for the alleged brutal beatings of female inmates at the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for Women, which happened in January of 2021. Kuhn has been with the department since 2007, most recently serving as chief of staff. Natalie Migliori, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It is one of the world's most common viruses. No, not SARS-CoV-2. Epstein-Barr, and it has long been thought to have some sort of say in the development of multiple sclerosis. Yesterday, new research out of Harvard produced some of the strongest evidence to date linking the two, but just about everyone gets Epstein-Barr at some point. Relatively few develop MS. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. One more mild day. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5. Weekdays we talk, and weekends
she's a little runaway.
We rock. Fast traffic, instant weather, and Jersey's greatest hits. Listen all weekend long on our free app, NJ101.5.com, and your smart speaker.
10:03 on New Jersey 101.5. Here is your fast traffic.
And good morning. Just a heads up to construction work on 70 West between exit 6 and 4. Northbound 9, a little bit of a slowdown going into some construction work up at Green Street and Woodbridge. Meanwhile, we're good to go on 287 and the New Jersey Turnpike. Garden State Parkway has construction down in South Jersey on the southbound side at exit 36, slow for a couple of miles. 295, watch for construction work southbound in Florence at exit 52, that blocking the right lane. And we still have that long-term construction work on 70. Cuthbert Boulevard in Cherry Hill. Not a bad-looking start to the midday for the Hudson or Delaware River crossings. Traffic every 15 minutes. Our next report at 10:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
We are the Garden State's wake-up call. Listen to First News with Eric Scott. Weekday mornings at 5:30 a.m. on New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5, instant weather. One storm passing well to our east. The rest of today will cause it to become increasingly windy with more sun than clouds and a high of mid-40s, upper 30s to low 40s in the northwest hills. And tonight, clear, breezy, and turning much colder by morning in the mid-teens, single digits in the northwest hills. A breezy, very cold day for Saturday with sun and clouds at a high of 19 to 24. Sunday, some sun to start, but increasing clouds, highs 25 to 30 in North Jersey, mid to upper 30s elsewhere. Snow breaks out Sunday night and then changes to sleet and then rain in the south and at the shore. That changeover will be delayed across the northwest hills. It'll become windy. Storm total snowfall, 3 to 6 inches in the northwest hills, just a coating of an inch in the south and at the shore. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
In Warren, 39. Millville, 39. Spring Lake Heights, 40. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.